Welcome to today's edition of the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. In addition to feature reports, I'll bring you a look at regional and national agricultural news. And the show starts right after this.
We're waking up to a new dawn in agriculture, a better way, where farmers stop working the soil and start working with it. At Huma, our carbon-rich, humate-based products improve soil health and fertility, deliver nutrients more efficiently, and reduce crop input costs. Welcome to Humix Solutions with a human touch. Visit huma.us to learn more.
Get ready for the 2023 Crop Consultant Conference in Visalia, California on September 27th and 28th, hosted by Progressive Crop Consultant Magazine and Western Region Certified Crop Advisors. This two-day event will feature a combined 44 hours of live and online continuing education units for attendees in the heart of California, a trade show, first-class dining, entertainment, and a mixer. Come join CCAs, PCAs, growers, and industry professionals at the Visalia Convention Center to hear from researchers and colleagues on the latest in agriculture. Registration is now open at progressivecrop.com/conference.
The California Department of Food and Agriculture is accepting proposals for the 2023 California Agriculture Special Interest License Plate Grant Program. This program will provide an estimated $250,000 in grants to promote agriculture education and leadership activities for students at the K-12 post-secondary and adult education levels with the objectives of increased knowledge of agriculture and nutrition, the introduction of young people to potential careers in agriculture, and public engagement to enhance understanding of agriculture and food production. CDFA's Ag Vision Plan, which centers on growing opportunity for all Californians via agriculture, recognizes the importance of ag education and ag literacy to the contribution of informed citizens in the development of policies that support healthy and competitive agriculture and food systems. Grants from the Cal Ag Plate Program will help to advance these objectives. Proceeds for the grant program are generated through the sales of specialized agriculture-themed license plates offered by the California Department of Motor Vehicles. Funding is available on a competitive basis for the state-adopted agriculture education programs, government agencies, and nonprofit organizations that administer agricultural education programs. The application deadline is Wednesday, September 20th at 5 p.m. Prospective applicants are encouraged to visit the program website, which can be found on the California Department of Food and Agriculture website. The Cal Ag Plate program has funded more than $2.1 million in youth educational activities since the program's inception. You can support agriculture education by purchasing a special interest license plate at your local Department of Motor Vehicle office or on a DMV website. The Central Valley is one of the world's most fertile agricultural regions. It's a major source of food for the United States, particularly for fruits and vegetables and nuts, which ensures that chefs and restaurants in Fresno always have access to the highest quality ingredients. Restaurants in Fresno began using ingredients from nearby farms long before the farm-to-table concept caught on elsewhere. This method was driven less by a desire to be trendy and more by a desire to make use of the season's best produce. Fresno is home to a wide variety of restaurants and cafes, many of which provide locally sourced seasonal fare, so that they always have a supply of fresh, high-quality foods. They form partnerships with local farmers. This does double duty since it both helps local farmers and lessens the environmental impact of food transportation. Several farmers markets are featuring wares of local farmers and artisans in Fresno. These marketplaces highlight the significance of locally grown foods by connecting farmers directly with buyers. For example, the Vineyard Farmers Market has been serving the community for many years, giving them access to locally grown produce, artisanal cuisine, and unique handmade crafts. Educational institutions such as Fresno State University have played a critical role in advancing the farm-to-table paradigm. As an institution dedicated to bridging the gap between farmers and customers, the university hosts a farmers market. By providing students with access to goods that they grew and prepared themselves, it allows for more in-depth learning on the importance of using locally sourced ingredients. Workshops, farm visits, and other community events highlighting the importance of eating locally grown food are commonplace in Fresno. The farm-to-table movement in Fresno is not without its obstacles, though, but it's also not without its opportunities. Droughts and other environmental factors can reduce harvests and food supplies. However, with difficulties come possibilities, As a result, many restaurant owners and chefs have gotten more creative in their use of seasonal ingredients and local products. The farm-to-table movement in Fresno also has a strong commitment to environmental responsibility, minimizing waste, encouraging organic farming methods, and maintaining the long-term viability of current agricultural techniques. According to a crop update from Marcon Cooperative, Hurricane Hillary continues to impact several markets. Long-term impacts are still being assessed, but prices are on the rise for several commodities. For Mexico and Baja California, commodities with markets moving upward include cucumbers, chili peppers, green beans, squash, and tomatoes, as well as green onions, where prices are much higher, and asparagus, which was minimally impacted with some delayed shipments into the U.S. recently. For the Arizona-California desert region, winter lettuce and leaf crops are still a few weeks from being planted. No disruption is expected. For Oxnard, California, commodities with prices climbing include cilantro, parsley, kale and flowering kale, and bell peppers. Lettuce and leaf, the front end of the fall lettuce leaf crops have been planted. Limited planting disruptions may occur for fall harvest. In the San Joaquin Valley, commodities with markets rising include bell peppers, citrus, grapes, and melons. Stone fruit has the season nearly complete due to the storm, with remaining stocks limited. In the Salinas and Santa Maria region, minimal rainfall was recorded, with broccoli, lettuce, and strawberry quality being impacted due to warmer than normal temperatures and high humidity. Plenty Unlimited Incorporated has announced it has doubled its retail presence, making its zero-pesticide leafy greens readily available to Californians with its expansion to all Whole Foods Market stores and Gelson's markets throughout the state. Opening Plenty's first commercial-scale farm in Compton makes it possible for them to provide California retailers with a reliable supply of fresh leafy greens year-round, according to Dana Worth, Senior Vice President of Commercial at Plenty. She says from expanding their presence in Whole Foods Market to bringing new leading California retailers like Gelson's on board, they're giving more consumers access to regional produce that is grown clean. Plenty's Compton Farm, which opened in May of 2023, is scaling up to grow up to 4.5 million pounds of leafy greens annually. Unlike greens grown in organic and conventional outdoor field farming, Plenty Produce is grown in a clean, controlled environment. Not only does that use a fraction of the land and water, it also makes it uniquely possible to produce pesticide-free, bleach-free greens that can be eaten right out of the package with no need to wash. Whole Foods Market and Gelson's Markets will sell four varieties of leafy greens regionally grown at the Plenty Compton Farm, which include baby arugula, which has a subtle hint of citrus and black pepper, baby kale, which has bright notes and a smooth finish, crispy lettuce, a crunchy and versatile leaf, and curly baby spinach, which offers a rich and savory flavor, according to the company. The farm's increased production is powering the expansion of Plenty's California retail footprint to more than 180 locations, including all California Bristol Farms, Gelson's, and Whole Foods Market stores. Plenty leafy greens are also available online through Good Eggs and Perfect Foods, Instacart, Misfits Markets, and Whole Foods. Plenty will continue its expansion throughout California and beyond this summer. Mother Nature continues to test the resilience of California avocado growers this year, the latest test being heavy rainfall and winds from Tropical Storm Hillary and a moderate earthquake in the Ojai area on the same day. Fortunately for many California avocado farmers, these events will not impact this year's harvest because most of the fruit was picked before the storm. This year's crop of premium California avocados is about 90% harvested. That according to California Avocado Commission President Jeff Oberman. He says fortunately there have been no reports of damage due to the earthquake. However, certain growing regions received as much as 6 inches of rain in one day. Farmers will need time for the groves to dry out to fully assess the impact of this rare tropical storm. Oberman, who joined the California Avocado Commission in October of 2022, said this season has had its challenges and rewards. Growers welcome more rain than expected, which is beneficial to the health of trees. However, they had to brave through market conditions and below normal temperatures during the early peak season. As expected, peak availability during the 2023 season occurred from April through July, but some groves and sections of groves have fruit still to be picked. Late season market conditions have improved, but the storm that raged through California had the potential to pack another wallop. The California avocado crop for next year's season has already experienced the bloom and set stages. As growers conclude one harvest, they are evaluating if this recent storm will have any impact on next year's harvest and carefully nurturing the next year's Golden State avocados.
Smart growers know sustainability means managing pests at the same time they manage other priorities in their fields, which is why smart growers know Certis Biologicals. For more than 20 years, Certis Biologicals has been the world's leader when it comes to biological pesticides, delivering proven solutions that keep operations sustainable and growing. Learn more at CertisBio.com.
Attendees at next month's Crop Consultant Conference will have the chance to hear from a number of industry experts during panel talks and seminars. Renee Pinnell, CEO and President of Western Plant Health, will moderate a panel discussion on the first morning of the event. The Pesticide Roadmap panel, called What Does the Future of Pesticide Use Look Like in California?, will address how the state will regulate and encourage the development of the next generation of pesticides used in California.
For the panel, what will be important is talking about the research opportunities and challenges that are taking place right now. And from a reality standpoint, how long it may take from getting these research ideas out to the field. The complexity of getting products from a research standpoint out into the hands of growers or professional advisors to be able to understand how to use them. The idea that products somehow are going to become simpler because they're softer is unrealistic. They will be more complex to use in reality because they're softer. And so that's going to require more education and expertise by the people who are either applying it or recommending it. And so I think that's an important aspect to look at.
Pinnell says it will be important for panelists who represent trade commodities to discuss the challenges they're seeing overall to address current pest threats and how they foresee making the necessary products available to growers.
One of the other panelists will be representing one of the commodity associations. I think it would be important to hear from that individual as far as the challenges they see as a commodity overall in being able to address pest threats currently, and how they foresee those opportunities to make sure that products are available.
Pinnell added that she thinks it's important that people know that moving to the next generation of products isn't a simple process, and said there will be a need to implement a system of products.
Because in California, there is a great challenge in having access to products. So making sure that commodities actually can access products, and I guess how regulations need to be structured so like the cart doesn't get ahead of the horse.
Pinnell said events like the Crop Consultants Conference are important for farmers and ranchers to prioritize in order to stay ahead of regulations.
So I think that's why these conferences are really important, is that people in the field need to be thinking now and not waiting until they're presented with a regulation.
The Crop Consultants Conference will take place September 27th through 28th at the Visalia Convention Center. More information about the event and registration can be found at progressivecrop.com. For MyAgLife, this is Kristen Platts.
With almond and pistachio harvest in full swing, this could be your last chance to get the navel orange worm control you need. Power up late season NOW control with the exceptional flexibility and performance of Spearlep. Spearlep's unique mode of action provides excellent NOW control, and because there's zero-day PHI and it's MRL exempt, you can safely return to the field within a few hours of spraying. Visit Vestaron.com to find your local sales representative or call your retailer to get more information.
The International Fresh Produce Association's 2023 Washington Conference will be held September 12th through the 15th. It will include education, collaboration, and advocacy. Congress is actively considering issues critical to the fresh sector. The Washington Conference is a perfect forum for engagement because it will empower attendees to amplify IFPA priorities on the Hill and with the administration, according to Robert Gunther, IFPA's Chief Public Policy Officer. For more information on the upcoming event, log on to freshproduce.com. USDA's Economic Research Service says emergency allotments were central to Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program spending growth during the pandemic. SNAP participation and inflation-adjusted spending grew each year from fiscal year 2007 to 13 following the Great Recession and from 2019 to 2021 following the COVID-19 pandemic. Average monthly participation increased faster for longer and by a greater amount following the Great Recession than during the pandemic, peaking at 47.6 million participants in FY 2013. Emergency allotments were issued as monthly supplements in response to the pandemic, bringing all recipients' benefits to the maximum allowed each month beginning in 2020. In 2021, emergency allotments and other disaster supplements accounted for $39.2 billion, almost a third of total spending. Excluding spending on emergency allotments and other disaster supplements, total spending was only $81.6 billion in FY 2021, about $15 billion less than FY 2013 spending, adjusting for inflation. Emergency allotments ended in all states in early 2023. The Agriculture Department has announced its latest efforts to help financially distressed borrowers and Farm Service Agency farm loan programs. USDA Ag News reporter Rod Bain.
Since August of last year, the Agriculture Department has issued financial assistance to more than 20,000 distressed borrowers of Farm Service Agency loans, $1.15 billion in assistance, including this recent announcement.
We're announcing that we will provide qualifying distressed guaranteed loan borrowers with assistance similar to what was already provided to those distressed direct loan borrowers back last fall.
FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau says this is part of efforts to keep borrowers farming and improve USDA's approach to loan and financing services in the long term. Additional information about program applications, qualifications, and tax implications are available through local Farm Service Agency offices or online at farmers.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The Panama Canal is responsible for facilitating trade as 40% of worldwide cargo ship traffic uses it to move between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Marine Insight says almost two-thirds of the canal's traffic load is either heading or leaving the United States. The group managing the canal restricted the number of ships passing through each day, as well as the amount of cargo they could carry. They made the decision because of the decreasing water supply caused by the ongoing drought due to El Nino conditions. That will mean fewer than 34 ships can move through the canal in both directions every day. That's compared to the 34 to 42 it can handle at peak capacity. The restrictions are now in place for 10 more months and could force companies to find alternative routes. The canal system depends on lakes whose levels are now close to their minimum points. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced national restrictions on the widely used pesticide malathion as a part of an ongoing Endangered Species Act review of agricultural chemicals after the agency received a final biological opinion from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Back in July of 2022, the EPA received a final biological opinion from the National Marine Fisheries Service on a number of chemicals, including malathion. Malathion is used largely to control mosquitoes as well as aphids and other crop pests. UFWS's draft biological opinion for malathion identified 78 listed species that could be jeopardized by how malathion was used before the consultation process. The final opinion specifies agreed-upon mitigation measures, including no spray zones, reductions in application rates and a number of applications, and other changes to labels that, once implemented, avoid jeopardy and adverse modification of critical habitat, according to the agency. The agency said registrants involved in a consultation agreed to implement these measures by modifying their product labels. These new labels now contain directions on how to apply the pesticide. Dairy Management Incorporated, the planning and management organization running the National Dairy Checkoff Program for America's dairy farmers and importers, posted its 2022 annual report. The report provides checkoff funders and other members of the dairy community with an audited financial report and highlights from 2022 focused on strategies and programs. More information on the checkoff program's budget summary and audited financial statements are available at usdairy.com.
JCS Marketing is your number one way to connect with the ag industry. Through print magazines, digital media, podcasts, and live and virtual events, JCS Marketing has the reach to inform, educate, and influence growers in the Western United States.
Everywhere you go, you see West Coast Nut Magazine on every one of my customers' tables. So that tells you everything. It's there, so they're reading it.
Our My Ag Life platform includes podcast interviews and digital articles for busy professionals on the go. Our live events, continuing education webinars, and virtual conferences help growers connect with leading researchers and industry leaders. Let JCS Marketing help you connect.
That will wrap up today's show. You've been listening to the My Ag Life Daily News Report. I'm Lori Boyer. From all of us here at the JCS Marketing team, thank you for listening.